Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
There's three deadly beliefs. Lust of the eyes are all the things I think I need to be happy. Lust of the flesh are all the pleasures and thrills and excitement I think I need to get all the gusto while I'm on this earth so that I don't miss a thing, you know, so I'll be as happy as can be. And then, of course, how many things can I brag about and how many things can I do on my own and my brain, you know, I don't need God, that attitude, okay? I want those gone. So I want to change the colors of those beliefs from the lust of the flesh to the love of my flesh serving others. I want the love of my eyes to give to others, and I want the grateful, humble heart, because a humble heart receives God's grace freely.
The passionate voice you just heard belongs to Gary Smalley, and if you've listened to the Homeward broadcast for any of the 7 or 8 years that we have been on the air, you know that Gary's been a regular contributor to our program. You've seen him on television, you've read his books like The DNA of Relationships, and Gary has a passionate message to share with us today about getting rid of unhealthy beliefs, a good conversation for us to be having right now here in January 2012. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. In just a moment, we're going to hear part one of Jim's conversation with Gary, recorded at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, let's get to that right now. Here's part one of the conversation on getting rid of unhealthy beliefs. And now here's Jim.
Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Very excited today. Gary Smalley is with us, and I've said actually on this program to many other people, Gary Smalley is one of the more influential people in my life in terms of his writing, in terms of his speaking, and what a privilege to have you with us. Great to have you,
Jim,
with us.
I love it. Thank you for having me.
President, founder of the Smalley Relationship Center, author and co-author of more than 40 books, including Making Love Last Forever, The Blessing, some time ago, The DNA of Relationships, lives in Branson, Missouri with his wife, Norma. They've been married for over 44 years. They have 3 children and a growing number of grandchildren.
Yep.
Well, great to have you with us. We're talking today about a brand new book of yours, and I loved the book. Change Your Heart, Change Your Life. Again, the theme today, getting rid of unhealthy beliefs. You know, it seems so normal, Gary, for people to feel discouraged, stressed, hopeless, even depressed. What is that all about? I mean, that seems to be the American family, just people in general.
Yeah, Jim, this has been such a revolution in my own life. My son, Greg, is a psychologist, and he started me on this path about 7 years ago now. And he used to say to me, Dad, would you please stop trying to change Mom? Because what is your motive behind changing Mom? And I said, because I think if I can, well, no one else is working on her. And so, I mean, if I don't change her, who's going to, no one works on her but me, okay? He said, well, Dad, first of all, you can't change Mom. And secondly, Mom's not the source of your happiness. So that oftentimes, all over the world, we think that if something changes in my environment, if I make more money, if I have a bigger home, right, if I could just have obedient children, you know, if something in the external would change for me, I could finally be happy. So many people are discouraged, depressed, lonely, all the emotional things, all because of the beliefs they have already stored in their heart, but they don't know the influence of those beliefs.
You know, you mentioned the, and that's so right, you mentioned the story of Greg, and Greg basically said, you know, get rid of unhealthy beliefs. Now, you know, I think of attitudes and other issues, but not really beliefs. But what you've written about in this message, and it is really seems like it's a major message in your life right now, a life change message, is the whole area of belief. And part of that belief is something that you just said. But basically, what I think you're saying is your ability to be happy or unhappy is entirely in your hands, not necessarily in somebody else's.
Absolutely. Yeah. I get to manage all of my emotions because my emotions come from what I think about, what I say, and what I do. All of those things are all determined by the beliefs I have in my own heart. For example, it's a real simple thing. If you and I were walking in the backyard, let's say in the lot of, it was a fall, a lot of leaves had already fallen, and it's such a gorgeous fall day that we, you know, have our cutoffs, you know, and we're walking with no shoes on, and we're kicking the leaves as we're just walking and talking. And all of a sudden, both of us feel things crawling around our legs. Okay, so that probably we're going to freeze right where we are. And I'm going to say to you, do you feel what I'm feeling?
Right.
Okay, so what kind of emotions are we going to have? We're going to have fright because we don't know what it is. Right. And so all of a sudden, one of the head of the snake, you know, lifts its head above the leaves. And then you and I see it, but we don't know what kind it is. And so what are we going to tend to do? We're going to tend to, well, of course, we don't realize we're thinking first, but we're going to say something or scream or jump. And those are actions. We're going to get out of the way here. We're going to get the snake off, or we're going to kick it somewhere, or whatever we're going to do, because we're going to react. What most people don't realize is that all that started in like nanoseconds from what we believe about snakes is the first thing. That determines what we think about snakes. And so if we fear, then we're going to scream and jump. But most people in the world have no idea. In fact, here's what it is. It's really A, B, and C. A is what we believe about it, B is what we think about it, and then C is what we feel about it. Because you always have your thoughts first, then your feelings. Sure. But most people do not realize that there's a belief jump instantly to feelings, because people go, I have these feelings, I'm so unhappy, I'm discouraged. They have no idea. That comes right out of their beliefs. So what I've been doing for the last 7 years, and it is my whole life, is I've been, Proverbs 4:23, I've been guarding my heart, because out of my heart flows the wellspring of who I am. In Proverbs it says, as a man thinks into his heart, so is he. Whatever I sow into my heart, that's what I'm going to reap. So all I do every day, all day long, is, in fact, in the hall on the way to be with you today, I'm going over several of my verses, and I got people with me, but there's a lull in the conversation. I take advantage of those lulls. Mm. I take advantage of them in the car. Oftentimes I'll turn the radio down if it comes to me. And I have like 120 verses that I'm hiding in my heart.
Right.
I only get to probably some days like 12 to 20 really intent ones, the biggest ones, the most important ones that affect the six most important beliefs I have. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing that every day. And then I just watch my life change.
Yeah.
I get to watch it. I get to view things. I'll say one day, why did that happen? Like I'll be standing in line and there'll be an older woman in front of me, you know, raffling through her little Snap-on bag of change. And she's had like 10 cans of something, you know, at a grocery store. And she pushes two aside because she didn't have enough change. Why do I all of a sudden start crying? Why? Where'd the compassion come from? It's not my nature. And I have to buy all her food, you know, and say, do you want anything else? You know, can I go get it? That's not me. So I'm catching myself loving people, because the love author is God, and he's the one that's giving me his love. And we'll get into all that, but
sure.
Yeah.
That's an incredible story. Listen, when we come back, I want to talk about thinking. You know, what you think about, you say, all day long over a long period of time kind of seeps into our belief system. So let's talk about that. We'll take a break.
Good.
Gary Smalley with us. What a privilege to have him. Getting Rid of Unhealthy Beliefs. His book is called Change Your Heart, Change Your Life. Roger?
Well, this is a book I know you highly recommend, and that's why we have Gary Smalley here on the program today talking about getting rid of unhealthy beliefs. Now in January, I mean, I realize that January 1st is come and gone, and New Year's is, you know, the resolutions are probably just in the trash can, but this is a good conversation for us to have. And here at Homeward, we want to help you to get rid of unhealthy beliefs, to make positive changes in your life when you can get your own act together as far as doing some self-care. It'll improve the quality of your marriage. It'll improve the quality of your relationships with your children and your grandchildren. And Homeward wants to be that conduit. We are here to equip you. And we can do so because of your prayers and faithful financial support. Can't thank you enough for the way you helped us end 2011 on a relatively solid financial footing. And moving into 2012, we see God's hand at work already. And just wanted to thank you for your prayers and faithful financial support. Remember that if you choose to give a gift online, our website is absolutely secure when you do so. And you can give that gift at homeward.com. That's HOMEWORD.com.
Welcome back. I'm smiling today. Gary Smalley with us. What a privilege to have him. Getting rid of our unhealthy beliefs. And actually, in many ways, as I read Change Your Heart, Change Your Life, I realized that this is a major change for Gary. Sometimes we feed our deadly beliefs for so long that they start to grow deep roots and tall branches. However, there is a way to get rid of these unhealthy beliefs and replace them with healthy ones, and that's what we're talking about today.
Yep.
You know, Gary, we were talking about thinking before feeling, and I'm a feeler.
Right.
And so I a lot of times will feel before I think. But what you're saying is sometimes we have to really work on our thought system. And it even relates to if a person has negative thought patterns, whether they've inherited them or they just do it. You know, I mean, it affects their poor self-image. It affects even their medical health.
Everything. Absolutely. Right. Yeah. In fact, it's the basis of stress. My stress has never in my entire life been lower.
Yeah.
All because of changing my beliefs. So if a person can, well, for example, God promises us his word that he gives us his spirit, his words are actually alive, powerful, and sharper than a two-edged sword. His words are truth. You will know the truth. They'll be inside you. Know is inside you. And that will set you free. So that's all I've been doing lately. So whatever I think about all day long. So what I decided 7 years ago was, since I can choose, God gives you the power to choose. Since I can choose what I think about, why don't I think about things that are true? In fact, can I give a real quick story about my grandson?
Please do.
Okay, my grandson came to my home. You know, the story's in there. And he's depressed, discouraged. He was crying. And he was upset with his mom, who's my daughter, because she's too controlling. You know, she's a school teacher and just wants to make sure that her, and she has awesome kids. You know, they're not perfect in every way, but they're really great kids. So anyway, he was complaining to me about mom and going on and on and on and saying life is miserable. And when I get 16, she'll still be controlling me, you know, how I drive and everything. So I said, Michael, do you want to be happy in this life or do you want to be miserable if you could marry somebody like your mom? What do you think of that? And then you'd be miserable every day when you just, I would be, you know, you could see that, you know, he was only 10. So I said, do you want to end this in your life? Do you want to take control of your life? Do you want to determine how happy you want to be? Yes, Grandpa, I want that. You know, he's kind of that kind of person. Anyway, I was with him just the other day, and I'm trying to think of, he was his cousin, Taylor, the second oldest grandchild I have. And I heard him talk. He's 14 now, so this is 4 years ago. But he's 14, and I heard him compassionately feeling the feelings of his aunt Erin, the mother of Taylor, and then he was so happy for Taylor that she'd done this commercial, and a television commercial, but the love that was coming out of his mouth and the sensitivity, it was like a 30-year-old who'd learned how to be a really loving person, and I realized that what's really happened to this son. And if parents understood this, what a change our world could be. But anyway, he's only memorized 5 small sections of scripture. So it's about 12 verses altogether, because a couple of verses go together. And so, but he's meditated on those like crazy for 10 and 11 and 12. And now I understand, he says to me now and then, he says, Grandpa, I don't go over them very often, but I know them all, and they come to my mind all day long. And they are controlling him because their beliefs. And here's one of the examples. The reason I can't, and this is really important phrasing, I can't worry anymore is because, and I tried to worry about 6 months ago, just seeing, I'm going to worry, you know, I can't. And the reason is I have like 4 key verses of Bible verses that are lodged in my heart now. They're tattooed on my heart. They're branded on my heart. So that when I go through a difficult situation, whether it's my physical condition, 67 years old, I have physical, you know, heart attack and kidney transplant. And now my feet are killing me. So I got normal stuff that people go through. But the reason I don't worry about it is because I now know it's a deep belief, deeply embedded in my heart, that all trials are my best friends. All trials give me more of God's love, more of God's power. So why would I resist a trial? But it's so deep in me, I can't feel the stress anymore.
Now, there's somebody who's hearing this saying, I want that. I would love to live like that. But they would say that their bad beliefs were inherited from their family.
Yeah, exactly.
How do they get past that?
They have to change their belief. They have to first recognize that all of our behavior and our thoughts and our words come from our beliefs. And so for me, I grew up with parents that worried all the time, stressed out. And what did they believe? They believed that trials or difficulties or bad news situations are bad. That's why it's called bad news. Well, I don't believe that anymore. That's the world. I want to believe, and I do believe today, and it's based on memorizing. For example, I'll just give you one of them. One of my favorite ones is Romans 5, 3 through 5, that says, when you get hit with a trial, Smalley, boast about the trial. Boast. I mean, see, that was so rare to me in my first, because all trials bring you more endurance or patience, more of God's character, and more hope, and hope is never disappointed, because the love of God is poured into my heart through the Holy Spirit because of the trial. Well, who wouldn't? Now that it's on my heart, that's just one verse, 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. If the listeners get just those two verses, but here's how you do it. It's all based on Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, mm-hmm. and Romans 10, 9 and 10, too, but I'll get to that. Anyway, it says, children of Israel, Moses is saying, children of Israel, if you will memorize just this one verse, understand what it means to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And then, of course, Jesus added, which was God's teaching, and use God's love to love others as you love yourself. So, but he said, if you just get this one verse on your heart, when you get to the promised land, all that you do will be successful. So he says, you know how you do this? You say it when you get up from the morning. You say it when you sit down to eat. You say it when you get up. You say it when you walk on the path. You say it, and you put it on your doorpost. You put it on your fence post. And so you kind of brush by it. But and here's what you really do. You actually put it on a little piece of paper, and you braid it into your hair, and as you're walking on the path, it's going to beat against your skull, and so you're going to be saying it all day long. That's what I do. And it only took a few months before it went from my brain to my heart, and when it hit my heart, it formed a new belief, and that's what set me free.
It's fascinating. Now, you have sore feet. You mentioned earlier that your feet are sore today.
Yes.
Well, you know, if I have sore feet, mm-hmm. you know, I mm-hmm. want to complain about it.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah. Because your circumstance hasn't changed. You still have sore feet.
I still have sore feet. And I might say to him today, whoa, the left one is really killing me today. So it's a factual thing. But as I was walking down the hall limping, mm-hmm. and I put a new thing in there this morning. It's kind of a gel thing to see if it, because it's on the ball. I ran for 30 years.
Right.
And the problem with that is that I wore down those pads. Mm-hmm. And now the pads on my feet are like bone and skin. So
they're
wincing. That's right. Well, I say in the hall on the way here, I said, Lord, thank you for this pain today, because you're pouring your love into my heart even more. See, I want my heart full of his word and full of his spirit, every inch of it. Can I tell you before we take a break what I actually do every day now?
Please.
Okay. There's three deadly beliefs. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life.
You call them the deadlies.
The deadlies, okay. Right. And now, even when I wrote this book, I didn't realize how significant they were.
Right.
I saw it in there, but I didn't get it. And so, anyway, lust of the eyes are all the things I think I need for me mm-hmm. to be happy. Right. Lust of the flesh are all the pleasures and thrills and excitement I think I need to get all the gusto while I'm on this earth so that I don't miss a thing, you know, so I'll be as happy as can be. And then, of course, how many things can I brag about, and how many things can I do on my own with my brain, you know, and I don't need God, that attitude, okay? I want those gone. I see them as colors in my heart, like a grayish, you know, gobby-looking things in my heart, okay? So I want to change the colors of those beliefs from the lust of the flesh for me to the love of my flesh serving others.
Yeah.
I want the love of my eyes to give to others, and I want the grateful, humble heart, because a humble heart receives God's grace freely, which is his power and love. So I want my heart pure. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God in themselves. I get to watch compassion come out of me naturally. So all day long, I say, God, thank you for your word. Thank you for this trial, because this trial is pushing the lust of the flesh out of me. The lust of the flesh for me today, it's still a little bit of gray in my heart, because There was one situation last, see, this is whatever month this is, but back in last summer, so that's 7-8 months ago, and this, how would this ever happen to a 67-year-old? But a woman propositioned me, very cute, okay? And so that, I mean, that never has happened to me. Why would it happen this year? Well, it messed with me. Obviously, I didn't, you know, participate and rejected it and everything, okay? But in my mind, it bothered me somewhat off and on because I know that lust of the flesh is still a little bit of gray left in my heart. And so I pray every day. I say, Lord, thanks for filling me with your love and your spirit and your powerful word. And so, God, as I meditate on your word day and night, you're going to change that gray and get it complete out of my heart. It's going to be bright yellow because you're the light of the world. And so I'm not going to be able to have any of those thoughts anymore. So I don't discipline myself like, well, I'm not going to think those thoughts. No, that's, he's got to get it out of my heart or it ain't going to get out.
Hey, great, great input.
Yeah.
You got to come back. We got to keep talking.
I love it.
Okay, great. Gary Smalley, what a privilege to have him with us today. Roger.
Well, this concludes part one of Dr. Jim Burns' two-part conversation with Gary Smalley here on the Homeward Broadcast. We've been talking about getting rid of unhealthy beliefs, and these are principles you'll find in Gary's book called Change Your Heart, Change Your Life, which is a book that Dr. Jim Burns highly recommends. If you'd like to learn more about any of the resources that we do recommend here on the Homeward Broadcast, you want to visit our online resource center today at homeward.com. Never a subscription charge to browse there. Just go to homeward.com and click around, and you'll find all sorts of great things. One of the resources that you will find in the articles and media section of our Homeward Online Resource Center has to do with the S word, and we're talking about stewardship. Jim, we've got a couple of new resources in there to tell parents about as far as helping kids with money.
Well, you're right, Roger, and I'm very excited about them. I know a lot of families have really been impacted by the challenges in this particular economy.
Yeah.
And you know what? I believe that these changes can lead to a lot of what I would call teachable moments for our kids, for our grandkids, and even for our own lives regarding stewardship and just how important it is. Stewardship is more than just an issue of how you spend your money. It involves how you invest your time, how you care for the most important relationships in your life as well. And that starts with our relationship with God.
Amen.
But it's so key to so many things about our life. And Homeward has created a brand new set of tip sheets. I'm very excited about it. The tip sheets are about money and stewardship, and they're based on a series of well-known Bible stories that should be fairly easy for your kids to understand. But they also include some very practical tips for your whole family. You can start looking at these issues like giving and saving and even investing from more of an eternal perspective. Great new tip sheets.
They certainly are. And one of the reasons we are so grateful to be able to present them to you is our friends at Steadfast Companies, which is a leading real estate investment trust company, sees the value in this. And they understand, too, that people make investments in real estate all the time through Steadfast. But they see so many parents who have a hard time talking to their kids about money or why they would make an investment in a real estate investment trust company, for example. And that's why Steadfast has partnered with Homeward. They've provided the means for us to create these free tip sheets. And when you go to homeward.com, you'll hit the articles and media section, and then there's a keyword section there. It says get answers. You write in the word steadfast, S-T-E-A-D-F-A-S-T, and then hit go, get those answers, and you'll find the two tip sheets there. You can read them online at homeward.com. You can download them, print them out, share those principles with your kids, and they will be better equipped to handle this world that revolves around money. And find that information at homeward.com. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.